Get Up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
Hit 103.1's Haunted House with Cliffo and Gabby.
In the spirit of Halloween, we are creating a haunted house, which is so exciting. And I love Halloween. I love getting involved. I love getting dressed up. I love getting scared, and I love scaring other people. And whenever
it's a great holiday, and I love that Australia is
getting on board.
Yeah, getting more on board.
Yeah, because America goes all out for this kind of thing, but Australia is finally getting on board. And in the spirit of creepiness and spookiness and All Hallows Eve and whatnot, I did find a bit of a list of how you can figure out who is a witch or not.
Okay, this is good because we have been researching.
Inspiration for our haunted house. And this is how I came across it.
October 27 at the Village in Noombar, if you want to check out our haunted house, everyone.
And this is a list by Mental Floss, and it was the not-so-foolproof methods they used to identify witches back in the Salem Witch Trials era. So they're not quite current.
They're old school.
They're old school. And don't go using them on anybody in this day and age, but they're interesting. All
so
right,
this is how it was done. This is how you identified a witch back in the Salem witch trial.
Yes.
Burn at the stake days.
Number five.
Ask them to recite the Lord's Prayer. If they don't, they're guilty. If they do, they're also guilty.
Number four.
If you observe them talking to themselves, obviously a witch.
Okay.
I'd be a witch.
Number three.
Check for moles, birthmarks, scars, or extra nipples. They're marks of the devil.
So if you've got a nubbin,
you're in trouble.
You are a witch.
Number two.
Weigh them against a stack of Bibles, and if the witch is heavier or lighter than the stack, clearly evil.
So again.
Yeah. And it has to be
the exact weight.
Yeah, of the Bibles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Number one.
Right. This is the most intriguing one. If you think someone is under the spell of a witch, you can find out who the witch is by making a cake using the wee of the people under the spell. You then feed the cake to a dog, and when the cake is eaten by the dog, the witch will be in pain, will cry out in agony, and you'll know who it is. What?
Can I say? I'm glad I live in 2018 what? Townsville.
Oh, I would have been burned at the stake so many
18th
times.
Century Salem, yes.
Oh, no.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.